Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. This is the Morning Information Center. Thanks for joining with us. And, of course, we've been talking a lot this week about the Algonquin Playhouse presentation of Singing in the Rain, which goes on now through July 15th. I had a chance to go to the opening night show last Saturday. Of course, we had Lance Roberts on the show yesterday talking about his role in the show. Fascinating show. And, of course, everybody knows the film, the MGM musical from 1952, Singing in the Rain, with that legendary actor and singer and great dancer, Gene Kelly. And coming up this Sunday, a kind of a special spinoff of Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly's wife, Patricia Kelly, is in Algonquin, and she joins us in studio today here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. She has a one-person show called The Legacy, an evening with Patricia Kelly, all about Gene Kelly, celebrating the life of really a Hollywood icon, her husband, Gene Kelly. And she's been nice enough to join us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire in our studio. So great to have you with us. Welcome. Good morning.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
This is so cool to see you and to talk to you, because I know you have much... You have so many stories, much more than you could possibly tell in the time we have allowed. And that's why you're doing this one-person show Sunday night, this Sunday night at the Algonquin Playhouse at 7:30. And people can get tickets. There are still good seats available. Just go to AlgonquinPlayhouse.org. Talk about the idea of this show. Obviously, you were married to Gene Kelly. We lost him at the age of 83, which nowadays I think is young these days. People are living longer. But what a talented guy, at least what I know. But you know so much more, and so many people must come up to you and say, boy, I just love your husband in this and that. And after they leave your show, they probably have this awareness of who Gene Kelly was, not just as an actor and a singer and a dancer, but as a human being and a great overall person in the world. What's the show about?
Well, you've captured it pretty well there, because one of the reasons I created it was because people really have... They see Gene up on the screen and they love him. Obviously, he's gorgeous. I'm a little biased, but I happen to think he's beautiful. But how he really wanted to be remembered, and the instructions he gave to me, is he said, I would like to be remembered for being behind the camera as a director and choreographer, and for creating what you see, and for changing the look of dance on film. And really, I think a lot of people forget he's the mastermind behind a lot of this, and so radical in a lot of his thinking. I mean, really way ahead of his time.
And, you know, everybody knows, everybody's seen the movie, Singing in the Rain, and I encourage people to see the stage play as well, because it's just phenomenal, because there is 300 gallons of water that come down from the ceiling every single night. They have amazing technical designers that are working on this show. But talk a little bit about, I mean, he was so passionate about his work. You could see that on film, on stage all the time. He was a great entertainer overall. I mean, there aren't a lot of singer, dancers, actors like that anymore. I mean, he was almost like one of a kind in his generation. A tremendous talent.
He really was. And I often describe him and people like a Judy Garland, a Frank Sinatra, I'd say they're like comets. They're comets that just fly through the air once, and you can't replicate that. And I think you've hit on something, which is that there's a big vacancy of triple threats. I mean, people who can sing, dance, act. And I always say Gene is kind of an octuple threat, because he wrote, he produced, he sang, acted. He was involved in essentially everything. I mean, even the costumes and the way that the costumes would fit his body and show the line of the leg of someone like Sid Charisse and things like that. So he was intimately involved in all aspects of the filmmaking. And I think that's unusual, too. Now, I think you have stars, but they aren't involved with the budget and the scheduling. And Gene was on top of all of it.
Yeah. Patricia Kelly is our guest this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. She is doing, do we call this a talk? Do we call it a lecture? What do we call it? A one-on-one?
No, it's, well, I call it a show, but I think that's kind of a misnomer, because I certainly don't sing and dance. I let Gene do all of that up on the big screen. And the various film clips, I think, show not only the breadth of his dancing styles, but also of his choreography. And then I had the great pleasure, Gene brought me out to write his memoir with him. So I recorded him nearly every day for over 10 years. And so I have a story that nobody has. And I just weave these stories in between the film clips. And then Gene used to sing to me at night. That was one of the ways that he would reveal some of the most intimate parts of his life. And as he got really close to the bone, he would revert to songs and song lyrics. And I have these recordings that people have not heard. And they're powerful. I mean, as someone said, there's a lot of mascara running in the audience because you hear him. It's a kind of almost a raw experience because you hear him just as I heard him, and it's very moving. And one of the things for the show is that there's no real demographic for it, that I have two-year-olds in the audience who have memorized all of Gene's works, and I'm not kidding, and I have 102-year-olds in the audience, and they're often seated side by side, and they appreciate him in the same level. And what it's half men, it's half women. There's no economic strata. I've never really seen anyone who covers that broad a range of an audience. And still to this day, I mean, he's been gone 27 years, but he always said to me that the most difficult thing is to create something that's both contemporary and timeless. And I think if you look at something like Singing in the Rain, I mean, here we are watching it 71 years later, and where it's on stage, and there's a vibrancy like I saw on stage at the Ogunquit Playhouse last night. For something that is still witty that many years later, and so compelling, and I think that's what Gene achieved with his work. He doesn't seem dated. He's cool. He's really hot.
well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I look at art, whether it's music or literature or film or live stage, there are certain things that are lasting, that will be there forever. You know, they talk about what makes a great song. You take the Beatles' Yesterday, probably the most covered song by any artist in the history of music. You have Paul McCartney, one of the greatest songwriters of all time of our generation, and that music is lasting. Some of the music today I don't think we'll be listening to in 25 years if we're all around by then, but the whole point is there are certain movies that are just what they call classic movies, and that we love to watch them over and over again. Singing in the Rain is one of those classics.
That's right.
I mean, it broke the mold for Debbie Reynolds at the time. Not a lot of people knew her at the time, correct?
Oh, no, she was virtually unknown at
that point. Virtually unknown at that time. And then Gene was with, you know, Donald O'Connor. It's a great movie. It's great music, great dance scenes. And everybody knows the iconic rain scene that your husband choreographed and danced to.
Yes, he did. And in fact, people wonder about how he created what you see, and they think somehow he got up on stage and kind of wiggled around. But in fact, it was a very cerebral experience. He sat in a chair at night, and he had a little screen that ran in his head, and he could see the dance full figure in his mind. And then he would go in the next day and put that on to the dancers or onto himself, or in the case of that iconic number, he had to actually carve out the puddles as he had envisioned those. So those were choreographed as well. But I think you're right that Gene used to say, I would love to come back in 100 years to see what people are watching. And as I say, we're here at 71 for Singing in the Rain and 72 for American in Paris. And I think they have legs. I won't be around to count the 100 years, but I think those will be around. And I think it's interesting you mentioned the Beatles songs. I always say that there are certain things that we hear that in popular culture you hear that you know instantly around the world. And I would say, obviously, a Beatles song, perhaps Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And those opening bars in Singing in the Rain, that you hear that and instantly, it's instantly recognizable.
But it's lasting. And
and
why is it lasting? Because, number one, it's a great piece of art, whether it's music or literature or a book or a novel or a film. It's lasting. I mean, there's a lot of grade B and C and D movies out there that no one cares to watch anymore. But there's a lot of classic movies that people continue to watch. And here we are 71 years into Singing in the Rain again, right?
Well, I think, and people always ask Gene, they said, well, what was the point of Singing in the Rain? What's the meaning behind Singing in the Rain? And he said, it's to bring joy. And I think that I heard from so many people during lockdown that Singing in the Rain was kind of life-saving, that it was something. There were villages in England. Everyone would come out of their house when it rained, and they would be socially distanced 6 feet apart.
That's so cool.
With Gene over the loudspeakers, and they're all dancing. And I think, and watching Brigadoon, this kind of mystical, mythical place, that provided some help. And And I think we've kind of forgotten that there's value in providing joy. I think that people are looking for some alternate meanings, or that we've gotten so overly technical that the things are saturated with technology. And in fact, just the basic wit, humor, and singing and dancing, and the people can leave the theater humming and singing the songs. And I'm sure there were lots of people in Ogunquit that were hanging off of lampposts the other night.
Patricia Kelly, our guest, the wife of Gene Kelly, the great actor and singer and dancer and choreographer, director, legendary talent, no doubt about it. She's got we'll call it a one-woman show. Called Gene Kelly, An Evening with Patricia Kelly, for one night only this coming Sunday at the Ogunquit Playhouse. Kind of a spinoff of what's kind of an extension of Singing in the Rain, which I think is kind of cool. Before we let you go, your husband was a tremendous, tremendous talent. Everybody knows who Gene Kelly is. If there were one or two things, and I know you'll probably say this in your show, but just give our radio listeners a little bit of a tease. Some of the things you found out about the man that you fell in love with that maybe we don't know. And I know there's a lot of those things, but just give us a couple of bites.
I think one thing is that it sort of affirms the way that people hope Gene will be, that they see him up on screen and they're kind of hoping he is as romantic as they want him to be. And I can assure you that he was. He was really a true romantic. I mean, not only from the little valentines that he would leave sprinkled around the house for me beginning at midnight, and that I do have in the show, and from waking me up in the middle of the night just to go out to look at the full moon because he thought the moon was a part of courtship. And I think that it extended to poetry and the poetry that he wrote. He was a great poet, and he had memorized so much poetry and the beauty of language and his love of words and things. And so I think he was much more, again, I would use the word cerebral, more cerebral, more the Renaissance man than people might imagine. They see him up on screen as kind of a song and dance man, but they don't realize he was an economics major, a poet. He spoke Italian. He spoke Yiddish. He read a book a day. I mean, really just this vast, vast experience and remarkable experience to have shared a decade with him.
He lived, according to what I hear from you, he lived such a full, well-rounded life in so many aspects. And it wasn't just the passion that he had for his work, but the passion that he had for life, it seems. Incredible.
Yeah, things like volleyball and baseball and hockey and all those things that...
It's all part of life, right?
Yep, exactly.
Absolutely. This is a brilliant night, and I hope people will get there. A very unique live one-woman show that has been described as mesmerizing, and it should be kind of fun. Gene Kelly, The Legacy, An Evening with Patricia Kelly, this Sunday night, 7:30 at the Ogunquit Playhouse, right on Route 1 in Ogunquit, Maine. And if you haven't seen Singing in the Rain yet, it'll be there through July 15th. Patricia, really an honor to talk to you, and thanks for sharing some wonderful insight into your husband, Gene Kelly. What a great talent. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.